Dark Angel by Jeffrey Archer. Read by Christian Rodzka. Prologue. January 2004, London. It had taken courage for Tom Sedley to come up to London. Seeing his mother on the screen always stirred bad memories, but there she was now, the monochrome face smiling down at him in the cinema by the Thames, and it was all right. And yet, seeing those hauntingly alluring eyes which his dead sister Sarah had inherited, being here in the city where it had all happened, he couldn't help feeling uneasy, and guilty that so much remained unresolved after so many years. It wasn't Maureen Stewart herself who was being celebrated in this retrospective at the National Film Theatre, but the whole genre of Second World War films produced in Britain in the 1940s and 50s. She'd starred in several of them. Somehow the NFT researchers had tracked Tom down and invited him to a viewing as bait for the media. He'd thought long and hard before accepting. London, with its bitter associations, was a place that he tried to avoid. But eventually he decided to attend. The showing had been preceded by a buffet lunch, where he'd been interviewed about his mother by a couple of young journalists, whose reading of the cuttings had, to his relief, been surprisingly superficial. The woman up there on the screen was considerably younger than Tom was now. She'd been beautiful then. It was later, after Sarah was killed, that her famous smile had lost its seductive power. Her old films came on TV from time to time, but Tom avoided them because they took him straight back to that dreadful summer of 1948. He'd never been much of a movie fan anyway, preferring books to celluloid, and in recent years the simple pleasures of his garden in the Cotswold village he'd retired to...